Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A loud explosion injured at least 29 people, one critically late Saturday in New York City. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke with reporters about whether this was a terrorist act.
There is no specific and credible threat against New York City at this point in time from any terror organization. So as we are analyzing what happened here, we are doing it against the backdrop where we have no credible and specific threat at this moment. But we do want to be very clear. The early indications, the initial indications, is this was an intentional act.
VOA's Isha Sarai was on the scene when the explosion occurred and reports on whether the blasts occurred inside a building or on the street.
I've seen a few people on Twitter and a few witnesses here say they think it might have been in a trash can. Also seen a report saying they thought it was an IED. I think, you know, a possible reason some people have been saying trash can is because there was a pipe bomb that exploded in the trash can in Jersey earlier this morning. But again, I'm not quite close enough to see, but there doesn't look like there's any extensive damage to building, so it seems unlikely that it was inside.
Mayor de Blasio did not offer any details of the location of the explosion or the type of explosion it was. Isha Sarai just was referring to the blast in New Jersey. It occurred just before a charity race to benefit Marines and sailors. That race was called off. U.S. military says it stopped an air raid against Islamic State fighters when Russia warned Syrian government forces were being hit, several of them dying. Russia called on the U.N. Security Council to hold an emergency session. U.S. expressed regret for the deaths in Syria. This is VOA News. Police are saying suspected rebels in Indian-controlled Kashmir early today attacked a major army camp close to the highly militarized line of control between the region, between India and Pakistan. Officials who spoke on condition of anonymity did not immediately specify any casualties. New Delhi Television reported that some buildings in the camp were on fire and explosions could be heard. Kashmir has seen its largest anti-India protest in recent years since the killing July 8th of a popular rebel commander by Indian troops. Sweeping military crackdown and near-constant curfew have followed. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says that this year's election is not about who will be president, but the kind of country the United States will be in next 4 years. Clinton spoke at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation dinner in Washington, where she referenced her Republican Party opponent, Donald Trump.
That is what's at stake in this election. It's not about golf course promotions or birth certificates. It comes down to who will fight for the forgotten, who will invest in our children, and who will really have your back in the White House.
President Obama told the Congressional Black Caucus gathering that he and the First Lady have tried to live up to the nation's expectations.
We know what it means for a generation of children of all races to see folks like us in the White House. And as Michelle says, we've tried to be role models, not just for our own girls, but for all children, because we know they watch everything we do as adults. They look to us as an example. So we've taken that responsibility seriously.
Earlier, Trump spoke to supporters and said the nation has been warned that electing Hillary Clinton as president could create problems for the country.
They've warned that Hillary Clinton's plan would put the entire country in grave danger. I fully understand that. They called it radical, deeply dangerous, and warned it would trigger an unprecedented national crisis.
Recent polls have shown that Clinton has a narrow lead over Trump just 50 or so days before the election. Pope Francis has encouraged European countries to welcome refugees fleeing violence in order to reduce terror and foster a greater sense of humanity and hospitality. The Pope was speaking in Rome to alumni of Jesuit schools in Europe. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.